This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military spokesman said on Tuesday the army remained focused on fighting Hamas after an explosion in Beirut killed a senior leader of the Islamic militant group. The attack in Beirut, blamed on Israel, has raised concerns that Lebanon's Hezbollah group could strike back in revenge. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, speaking to media from Tel Aviv, made no direct mention of the death of the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas official Salal Arouri. 379 passengers and a crew of Japan Airlines jet managed to get away from a devastating fire that erupted after it collided with a Coast Guard aircraft at a Tokyo airport on Tuesday. However, 5 out of 6 crew on the smaller plane were reported to have died. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Eyewitness footage captured passengers running across the tarmac after leaving the Airbus A350 aircraft on an evacuation slide, having landed from the northern island of Hokkaido. The Japan Airlines plane was overwhelmed by the blaze despite efforts by rescue crews to control it. Broadcaster NHK, citing the Tokyo Fire Department, said at least 17 people on board were injured. The Coast Guard said the collision involved one of its planes headed to Niigata Airport on Japan's west coast to deliver aid following the powerful earthquake which struck on New Year's Day, killing tens of people.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. The powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan have left at least 55 people dead and damaged thousands of buildings, vehicles, and boats. Officials are warning people in some areas to stay away from their homes because of a risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continued on Monday. This is VOA News. Somalia said on Tuesday a pact signed by its breakaway region of Somaliland with Ethiopia, allowing it to use the Red Sea port of Berbera, had no legal force and threatened regional stability. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The agreement would permit landlocked Ethiopia, which relies on neighboring Djibouti for most of its maritime trade, to set up commercial operations at a leased military base in Berbera. Ethiopia's national security advisor confirmed on Monday that it would offer Somaliland a stake in its state-owned airline in return. The agreement also included recognizing Somaliland as an independent nation in due course. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's stated ambition to secure access to the Red Sea is a source of tension with its East African neighbors, and that's raising concerns about a fresh conflict in the Horn of Africa.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Officials in Ukraine say the country's two largest cities were struck by Russian ballistic missile attacks, with 5 people killed and more than 100 injured. With the war approaching its 2-year mark, the Kremlin has stepped up its winter bombardment of urban areas. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said the capital of Kyiv and the northeastern city of Kharkiv came under attack early Tuesday. South Korea's opposition leader is recovering after being stabbed in the neck by a man who approached him for his autograph on Tuesday, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
What began as a normal media scrum became something more sinister. As he walks through a crowd of journalists after an airport site tour in Busan, opposition leader Lee Jae-myung was lunged at by an unidentified knife-wielding man. He was airlifted to hospital in Seoul and is now in intensive care after undergoing a 2-hour operation. At a news conference, police spokesman Son Jae-han said a man in his 60s has been arrested and that they were still investigating the motive. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities say a gunman inflicted extensive damage to the building housing the U.S. State of Colorado Supreme Court, but investigators do not believe the incident was related to the court's recent ruling removing former President Donald Trump from the ballot. The incident started just after 1 a.m. in a downtown car crash in the capital city of Denver, where one driver brandished a handgun. Authorities say the gunman then shot out a window of the Supreme Court building and took a key to the rest of the building from an unarmed security guard. The gunman fired inside the building but was ultimately arrested by Denver police. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.